Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Are we on?
Yep.
Hello?
You're on. I see you.
Hi, see everyone.
Hello. I'm judging you and you and you.
Stop poking me.
Welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. It may not be 15. It may be 13. It may be 14. It may be 25. We don't care. But it needed a name. Hey, so good morning or good afternoon or good evening, Froggy.
Good morning.
And there's Gandhi.
Hello.
And Skiri.
Hi.
Straight Nate.
Hey.
There's Scotty B.
Hello.
There's Danielle.
Hello.
There's Garrett.
Yep.
Brody sitting down in his beautiful den. Hi, Brody in the den. We're missing
Sam.
Producer Sam. Is she coming in?
I don't know.
She's not usually in the podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, so let me ask you. What are we doing today? We had a theme. Nate.
Hold on.
Nate is not focused.
Put your phone down, Nathaniel.
No, I'm trying to find my thing. Well, we were going to talk about the strangest thing you bought online. We started that yesterday. But
why
I don't
didn't
think
you bring it in today?
What?
You're supposed to bring it in for show and tell.
Well, I don't have it yet, but I'm going to show you. It's arriving today.
Okay. So the theme is the dumbest thing you've ordered online? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it started because, I will show you, I was on eBay and I was like, oh, I remember this game called Stratego. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that?
Absolutely, Stratego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love Stratego. It's like chess meets Risk anyways. My brother and I would always play and he would always kick my ass. There was one time where I was about to win and then he takes the board and throws it across the room and I haven't played Stratego since. So
wow.
I found the exact...
It scarred you.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I finally won, right? But I found the same box from the 80s that we had, the same set. It has all the pieces. It's barely been touched.
It's like red and blue pieces, right?
Correct, Elvis. Yeah, yeah, I remember the Marshall and the General and all this stuff.
The bomb.
My eBay account. So anyway, I found the exact thing, and it's arriving today. I can't wait because I'm going
to
play with Heather.
This is not stupid. This is supposed to be stupid crap you ordered. That's not stupid at all.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. So I could have bought it, right, in the box that they currently have, but I wanted the same looking box that we had growing up. So instead of spending $9.99, okay, I had to spend $85.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, but the quality is way different. It's much better back in the 80s. The pieces
Correct.
Are made of crap now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's got to smell funny.
Yeah, the box has a few, like, I don't know, mildew stains or something, but the pieces and the set is all intact. So I can't wait for that to get here today. So excited. Wow.
Well, I mean, look at Lite-Brite. You buy a Lite-Brite now, and it's this thin, and it's not the same. Back in the day, it was that big box with the pins that you put in.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Back then, it was the same size as a sign in Times Square.
Yeah.
These kids today with their new toys.
Oh, shut up, Brody.
All right, so, Froggy, what stupid crap did you buy online?
Okay, so it was a gift for Lisa for Christmas, but it's something that we're all using, and it really is very stupid, but it works so good. It is a t-shirt folder. This is like the one they use in the stores.
At the Gap.
Yeah, look at this. So you take the shirt.
It looks like
You take this shirt and you put it on there and you fold it. And then you as the shirt's laying there, you take this side and it folds the stuff over. And you take this side.
No. Get a shirt and demonstrate.
And you fold.
Yeah.
I can't do it here holding it up in the air. And then you take
your
it
shirt
when you're
off.
Done and you fold it. And your shirt is perfect
shirt
when you're done.
Huh.
Seems like a lot.
And then how do you get the perfect shirt off of the contraption?
It's laying there the whole time.
Huh.
It's just laying
just like Lisa.
Actually, it kind of looks that.
Very similar, yes. Wow, you must be watching sometimes.
Damn. I kind of like that.
No. If you bought me gifts like that, I'd just lay there. I wouldn't give you.
Hey, Elvis?
Yes.
On the Elvis Duran morning show today, Danielle asked a question about who t-shirts were designed for and why they were invented.
Right.
And she said it was for guys who were too dumb to iron or sew buttons.
Yes.
So Froggy just took it one step further.
That's
he
it.
He took the dummy's t-shirt and found a device because he can't fold a shirt.
You know what, Brody? Eat my ass. I'm telling you right now. When you go to fold a shirt.
That's a Christmas present.
No, it's not. You know
yes,
what? If
it
you
is.
No, if you had one, you would like it. Trust me, because every shirt, it's folded so nicely now.
So buy me one and send it here, and I'll try it.
And then you'll say you're sorry.
On the floor.
Okay. Yeah.
I fold mine two-fold. Who cares?
They look
but
like
anyway,
shit.
You know what? Okay.
Who cares?
The question was, what stupid thing did you buy? And you just admitted on here that a Christmas present you bought for your wife is stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it. I don't know if you heard it. Hey, Gandhi, what do you have?
Okay, so I told you guys a while ago that I found a really random hair, and then there's one in my nose that's been bothering me a lot, but have any of you guys ever tried to pluck a nose hair?
Oh, yeah.
It hurts.
Like hell.
It brings tears to your eyes.
It's terrible.
I sneeze.
Yeah. And the Nair specifically says, don't stick this up your nose.
Yes,
so I was like, what do? I need to get rid of a nose hair. Enter the tiny little razors. These are specifically for your facial hair. Ooh. I know you're not supposed to stick it in your nose, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Be careful.
I got to get
this
hair. I gotta get it. It's so annoying. And every time I pull on it, I start sneezing and my eyes start watering and it's terrible. Oh. And all I can think about is this nose hair.
I know, but Gandhi, if you stick that blade up your nose and you hit that little artery that bleeds, you're gonna bleed out. You're gonna bleed
out. Not gonna do it. It's just gonna be right here.
Can
just
you use those right in your ear, like if you have ear hair?
It doesn't say where to use it. It just says sharp stainless steel blades for quick, precise facial grooming. It's called Japanesque, not a client. But yeah, it doesn't tell you where not to put it.
I wouldn't be sticking those up my holes. But you know what? I have the electric nose hair trimmer. It's great.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's fabulous.
I didn't even know that existed. Okay, note to self.
It rattles my brain. I tried it one time and I can't do it.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not the only one with a random nose hair that needs to be handled. Thank
God.
I've
got lots of them. My nose looks like Don King's head.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Scary forgot to bring his show and tell dumb thing he bought online in today, so he's going to show us on a photo.
Right, so I went to go Google to look for a picture, and I thought it was a one-of-a-kind thing, or very limited, but now I see that it's like been mass-produced. It is a... It is a Super Mario Brothers light box lamp that I bought for $67. Now, as you can see there.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, cute. But mine doesn't look as good as that. Mine is like a light brown wood. I think I got the bootleg version. I don't know. I was drunk one night. I paid overpaid for it because this thing is like $29. and apparently, you could just buy it on some website. But I thought, I'm like, ooh, a rarity. And I found it on eBay, and it just sits on my shelf. I don't even plug it in. But it's still
it's
there.
What, batteries?
It's batteries? I like it.
No, it plugs in. It's just a plug. That's it.
You said you don't plug it in.
No, I don't plug it in. It's just sitting there as like, and people come into my house and like,
why don't you plug it in?
Is that like the Super Mario's thing?
And I think you're gonna get a lot more enjoyment out of it if you plug it in.
Yeah. Right.
I thought it was an antique up until just now.
Dude, good thing you have a girlfriend. Good thing you have a girlfriend. Because if you were a single guy and I was a girl, yeah. If I was a girl coming over your house and I saw a Super Mario lamp in this guy's house that I was potentially about to sleep with, I'd be like, it's kind of that's weird.
I think it's kind of cool. Scary.
Thank you guys.
I mean, otherwise I find you very bizarre. But
I'd just be annoyed that you kept saying Super Mario.
We say Mario here in the Northeast.
That's what it is.
I know. I heard three of you say it. It's hold Mario.
Hold on. I'm in the Northeast. I don't say Mario.
Right. Well, you say it wrong.
Brody, I mean, it's wrong, Brody, but you say it how you want.
Brody, what were you trying to say? Brody's levels are really low today, by the way. What's up, Brody?
Am I low? I'll raise the game.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, why don't you bring your item in?
Brody, what did you want? Brody was dying to say something to Scary. Now
I said he doesn't keep that lamp in his house. He keeps it in his van. The kids love it.
Oh, God. So sorry we missed out on that one.
How's my volume? Is it better?
Yes, now we can hear your your slices. Now we can hear you insulting people. Loud
there
and clear.
You go.
Hey, Garrett, what'd you bring today?
All right, so for Christmas, my son wanted a robot. And, you know, finding, like, a robot is weird. So I went on eBay and I bought this thing, right? So watch it.
What's it doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, it flies.
Oh, yeah, I love those things.
It flies.
That's not a waste of money. It's like a little drone.
Yeah, Nate wants one.
Ours went into the fireplace.
Oh,
and then I wanted to buy something for myself too. So I've been getting into sports cards recently, and there's this card that I knew I had growing up. But sorry, the drone thing is out of control.
You know, if you could teach that thing to fly up Gandhi's nose and cut her nose,
yes, please. Yes.
So there's a sports card I had growing up, but I knew I probably threw it out or wasted or bent it or something. So I found it. It's this card right here. It's Mark Jackson. But here's the thing. He played for the Knicks at the time in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. But see these two guys sitting behind him? Those are the Menendez brothers sitting courtside at a New York Knicks game.
Wow.
And this was before they became known
murders.
For what they did.
Right.
Wow.
Murders. So, yeah, $13 on eBay, and it's on its route to my house.
Wow. So when you looked it up, it actually said, by the way, this is more than just a card of this player. This is the Menendez brothers.
Right. So the value of the card's going up, not based off of Mark Jackson and his talents, based off of the fact that the Menendez brothers are sitting courtside behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed their parents. Fabulous. Now, I love that. I find that interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a cool purchase.
Okay, let me show you mine before we. Okay. I want to show you something that just arrived the other day that I love. These are cocktail napkins that say, looks like it's fuck this shit o'clock.
Yeah.
And I have some towels, so when you visit and you want to dry your hands in the bathroom, dry your fucking hands.
Nice. I like these. Very nice.
That's great. So I bought something else, which was just the biggest waste of money for me, and you guys know me, the productivity planner.
Oh. I like it. It's the thought that counts.
That will be empty.
I can't even open it.
Enjoy your coaster, Elvis.
Oh, my gosh.
When am I ever going to be productive? When am I ever going to open up this?
Never.
Ever. Don't you remember that year I got crazy and Danielle and I went to Staples because I wanted to make that the year of getting organized?
Oh, my gosh. He spent so much money on organization and things to organize himself, and he never used any of it.
Cool.
I was like,
so stuff like this is a waste for me. Productivity, schmodictivity. Danielle, what'd you bring in today?
All right, so my husband loves squirrels, and he collects like all kinds of props and stuff that he actually uses when he sells houses because he's a realtor, and he makes all these cute things. So I went online and ordered him this. I got to put it on, though.
Oh, you have to put it on. We love that.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Danielle.
I've got questions.
Wow.
I've got questions.
This is horrible.
So I actually do want it.
And he could use this in some of his closing pictures for his real estate.
Does he ever ask you to use it while you're in bed?
Not yet.
Will you if he does?
Hide his
Maybe.
Nuts?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I love it. It sounds like you're suffocating, but it's really great.
Isn't it cute?
I love it.
I love it.
I don't think that's stupid at all. This is supposed to be stupid stuff you bought off.
Yeah. This is kind of stupid.
Mine's stupid.
Scotty B, what'd you bring in? What stupid thing did you order?
I apologize. I didn't bring it in. It's in my attic, and I couldn't get to it. But it is stupid. It's an eBay purchase, and I don't know why. I was looking up old mascots from the 70s, and I bought this creepy Burger King stuffed crown guy.
Ugh. Why?
I don't know, but it's still in the bag, and it's from the late 70s. And I just have it, and I don't know why I bought it.
The king went away for a while, but he came back.
Yeah,
and
the
now,
creepy
in fact,
king.
He's in brand new commercials that just started last week.
Actually, Burger King's using old logos now.
Yeah,
yes,
they are.
I saw that, too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
So yeah. Is it a stuffed animal or like a wooden figure?
No,
like,
not.
What is it?
It's plush.
That's worth money, man. That's worth money.
Scotty likes the plushies. Yeah.
Hey, there's a site for that.
The plushies.
Brody, what stupid thing did you buy online? What's that behind you, by the way? Up on the ledge.
That is my box of, this is a shout out to Scotty. It's my box of Mini Wheats maple,
cereal twins.
Maple brown sugar flavor. I found out from the Cereal Curious podcast, they just discontinued it.
Maple
brown
sugar?
This is the
sugar?
Last box.
Yeah.
And do you enjoy that flavor?
Yeah, it's my favorite. Now they discontinued it. So
there's a new one coming out, cinnamon bun. You'll like that one.
All right, not the same as maple butter. Okay. All right, whatever. Okay. Okay, so when I moved out of my parents' apartment in Brooklyn, I left a lot of my old kids' toys in the kid cabinet that I had, and I left it there for God knows how many years. At some point, I went home, and I said, you know, I'll take my games. They were gone. I said, where's my smash-up derby? My mother said, oh, you didn't need that. I threw it out a couple of years ago. You haven't noticed it in 15 years. So I got really upset because I wanted it, and so I remember these big cars, you would run them up ramps and parts would fly off. So I went on eBay. First of all, they're not quite as big as I remembered them.
Here, hold it up.
But
we can't see it.
You pull. Hey, hold on.
Get close.
All right. Yep. Okay. And you pull the T-stick and it runs, right? So this was probably like $10 when I was a kid. And I bought it for like $100 on eBay.
What?
And I figured my kids would love it. So I take it out and I show them the cars, and when they crash, all the parts fly off, and they say, that's great. Are we getting a PlayStation?
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I've got this.
I know. You bought that for you, not your kids.
Exactly.
You must have had a gift card.
Yeah.
No, on eBay? No, I didn't have a gift card. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Shocked.
I love that, Brody.
Yeah. So it's my childhood. But, you know, nobody wants to play with it. So.
Oh,
such
as life.
Just like that, your car.
Yeah.
That's correct. It just falls into pieces.
That's your issue.
That's it.
No one wants to play with it.
What about you, Nate? What stupid crap did you buy off online?
I started this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
I know, but what was it?
Stratego.
Stratego.
In a cool box.
See, that wasn't stupid at all.
In a cool box. Yeah.
Just the way he said it, though. I started.
Well, I guess we got to get out of here because I just looked at the time and it's... Fuck this shit o'clock.
Hey!
Bye.
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 The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret.
The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.